And we're going to thank this next guest for getting up so early in the morning and joining us, Chris Tripler from Great Falls Brewing Company. And they are holding what they hope is the first of many annual Great Falls Brewing Company five mile road races. It's coming up on Saturday, October 17th. First of all, good morning, Chris. Thanks for getting up early and joining us this morning.
Morning, Marshall. Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about, I know that during railroad days, there was always a road race that was held in North Canyon. Of course, just about everything has been wiped off the schedule for this year. But this is nice because it's a chance to take a step back to normality and give runners a chance to run. So let's talk a little bit how you came up with the idea for this first annual road race this Saturday.
Well, my wife and I have been avid runners for many years, since actually the day we met, we ran a road race together. And we are good friends with Will Grousing, who runs Greystone Racing, which runs a lot of the running events in this area. And so he came to me, let me know that the state had okayed outdoor activities. He had already run a couple races in this area. He has a pretty solid safety plan, and we felt that coupled with our safety plans that we've been implementing for all these months since we reopened in May, we felt that this was something that we could do and bring back to the community. And again, it's one of those things that we wanted to do and get, like you said, bring a sense of normality back to the area.
And I think you're right. You know, as a business, as us, as we opened back up to the public and we took the Bargain Barn and that was shut for close to 4 months and we reopened that slowly and staged it back open to the public. Your experience in dealing with the public coming to the Great Falls Brewery obviously gives you some confidence that for people that are going to run or maybe want to watch this and stuff, that you guys can handle it and that it'll be a safe, fun and event that people can get out and enjoy. Because I know Willie Hallahan hosts Sporting a Cause on Sunday here on Robinhood Radio and sportingacause.com, and we're just amazed and devastated by the amount of road races that were canceled. And I think that this is a great step back for the community. As I said, it's a first step back to where, yeah, we know we can go certain places, certain limits and everything. But for road runners, for people that like this, this has to be just a great feeling to finally get out there and compete against yourself for your best time, but also get out there and compete against other people. It's a whole different thing than running these virtual races.
Exactly. It is a little different in that we have everyone has to start wearing masks at the beginning of the race. We have staggered starts. We have so it's not like old rail races where we end mass, everyone would go. We also have everyone's estimated times. And we can look back on a lot of the runners who are running. They have a history of running that you can go look up online. And so we can verify that they should be in a particular start group. And so people can be safe, not knowing they're going to be overpassed by 100 people, for example.
Yeah, well, I think it's you know, it's all those things. What you say, the staggered start, the wearing masks at the start. By the way, this 5 mile run on the 17th starts at 11 o'clock, and they have I think what you had about 80 or 90 spots that are left for people to fill in.
Correct.
All right, and you can register online. And all I did was type in Great Falls Brewing Company Road Race, and boom, there it was, right there first. It's $35 race fee and plus a $3 sign-up fee. Is there a registration deadline for this?
Today by midnight.
Okay, so by midnight today, Thursday, is the registration. And when you go to this site, by the way, you can click on sign up and you can sign up right there. But better than, you can also make a donation there. So let's talk a little bit about the race. I mean, obviously the race is coming up this Saturday, and it looks like you're going to be fine. It looks like we're going to get rain Friday into Saturday morning, but then things are going to clear out for the rest of the day. Let's talk a little bit about you getting back into business. I know we're talking about the road race here, but I think that the fact that you're one of the major things that are going on to bring people into North Canaan and into the northwest corner of Connecticut. How hard has it been for you to get the brewery back up and running? Were you a little tentative at first, and are you into it now? And how's the public reacting?
Well, it was tough to begin with. In March 16th, when we got that first notification, we basically shut the whole operation down with the exception of to-go sales. And then in May, we knew we were going to prepare to reopen under the new set of guidelines that the governor had set out for us. And we approached it with our staff that everyone we work with and anyone who comes into the location should be treated as if they may have it. And so we maintain his safety throughout. Everything gets sanitized. Every staff member has to wear their mask throughout the whole thing. We ask everyone to wear a mask until they're seated at the table. So we sort of flipped upside down our whole business approach and business model with the idea that we wanted it to be the safest place people could come to, knowing that they would want to come if they felt comfortable. And over the months throughout the summer that we maintained that, and people had said that they really appreciated the extra mile that we went to make sure that they felt safe as customers and that our staff also felt safe. And so lots of investment in sanitizer and cleaning products and having constant meetings and with our management staff to make sure that, again, are we staying on top of it? It's very easy to get relaxed over time on policies, but we've always been very strict about those.
You know, I think it's funny to follow your success because if you look at Facebook and people are throwing around questions all the time, when a food truck is going to arrive, is it the lobster truck? Is it this truck? Is that truck? So the food trucks there have obviously been a big success.
Yes, we leverage that as part of our food requirements. State requires anyone who's purchasing beer in a sit-down fashion is required to have food with that service. And so so long as we have some of our internal food preparation that we do coupled with a support of local restaurants, and then the food trucks is the sort of third tier of food that allows us to maintain that compliance.
It's a hell of a time to go into business, isn't it, Chris?
There are always challenges, Marshall.
You know, when we first started, we had a big fundraiser because we're a nonprofit, and our business opened up the week the big stock market crash happened in 2008.
So, that's good for business, right?
So here went all our donations. But anyway, I think that's the exciting thing about being a local business, and it is. I mean, you are involved in the community like we are. You have a product and out there, but you also support a lot and bring a lot into Canaan. Now, once again, we'll get back to the race. The Great Falls Brewing Company 5-mile road race is Saturday. Start time at 11, end time somewhere between 12 and 1. You can register online, and just all you have to do is type in Great Falls Brewing Company road race. Now, if you have any slots open, can people register the day of the event or no?
They cannot.
Okay. That is part of one of the safety protocols. I wanted to really put that out there so people understand that they have to register by the midnight today if they're going to register to run in this race.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, Chris, good luck with the race and keep up the good work, because I think what you've done for Canaan and the northwest corner of Connecticut has made just another destination that people like to come to. And good luck with the race and, of course, continued success with the Great Falls Brewing Company.
Thank you, Marshall.
That is the Great Falls Brewing Company, their first annual, they hope, of many, many Great Falls Brewing Company 5-mile road races. That is coming up this Saturday in North Canaan.